Listening Dog Media.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The Hot Mess Mum. The mum most likely to send her kids to school in regular clothes on non-school uniform day. The mum who forgets to sign the permission slip for school trips. The mum who has probably put leftovers in her kids' lunchbox on more than one occasion. But most importantly, the Hot Mess Mum is actually rocking it and is doing a far better job than even she thinks. Please welcome our Hot Mess Mums, telling it as it is, Kelly and Jenny Powell.
So, we're doing a bit of a new thing on Hot Mess Mums, and on a Monday, we are doing a podcast called Inspirational Women, where we have women on who are doing amazing things for other women. So excited about this segment, and I'm really excited about our guest today, who is definitely 100% an inspirational woman. It is the lovely Michelle Sparman from Fit SW11 Apparel. Is that right?
Absolutely, 100%
right. I got it. My brain is all over the place, Michelle, today. Oh, how are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. I'm very excited to be talking to you, Kelly.
Oh, well, we are just so excited to have you on. We met through Instagram, as I think most people seem to lately, especially since lockdown, connect with other women that way, which is fantastic, you know, that you can reach out and do that. And I want you to tell us all about what you're doing, because it is amazing and you are helping so many other women out there.
Yes, well, I've started a charity called Fit SW11 Apparel, and the whole ethos behind it is to collect people's pre-loved fitness wear and pass it on for free to women who need it to help them access fitness classes and groups, or at home now sometimes, that they wouldn't ordinarily be able to do because they don't have the right fitness gear. So it's using fitness clothing to empower women and their workouts. And also, as a sideline, but a big sideline now, is to help sustainability in passing on clothes rather than them filling landfill.
Two huge things there. There's so much to talk about within them. I mean, the first thing, when you talk about empowering women to wear the right clothes when they work out, I really do believe that's so important, because I think that when you feel good, if you're going to the gym or if you're at a boot camp, or hey, if you're just doing it in your garden, if you've got the right clothes, the right support, you feel good, you know, it makes such a difference. And I think what we don't realise is, in this country, there are lots of women that can't access the right things, you know.
It's
a huge issue.
The thing is that it, you know, it's only since starting this initiative that I realized how much of a problem there was, because I've been a fitness instructor for the last 4 years. I've been involved in fitness my whole life, from when I was a teenager being in a basketball team, and it's never been something that's occurred to me that there's such a need. And it's only because I wanted to pass my clothes on to people for free, and purely because all the charity shops were closed because of COVID. So there wasn't that option, which is the one I would normally take. So I just decided I'll do it myself, just to pass on my clothes. I had two black bags worth of clothes. And then while I was doing it, I thought, well, maybe somebody else would want to donate their clothes. So I put this page on, did some shout outs, and literally it just took off immediately. I was doing local collections. I live in Battersea in London. And then it just went nuts. I think that's the way to describe it, really. It went absolutely nuts. I sent, I had these three paragraphs that I would send to anybody that would pop up on my feed. And one was Bobbi Brown in the States. I didn't even realize that she'd sold her Bobbi Brown makeup company, because I don't really wear makeup. She replied straight away, said, could she be on the advisory board? I was thinking, well, it's just me. She sent me an email introducing me to seven of her PR team. She's been in contact since. I've taken over her page for Boots UK. She has a product called Evolution 18. I took over the page for a day. She sent me products from her new makeup range, Jones Road and Evolution 18. It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. It's only when I start speaking about it or writing it down for somebody in an email that I realize how much has happened in 4 months. It's unbelievable.
To have somebody like that as well who wants to get involved in it is huge, you know. Yeah. How did you go about finding the women that needed this? You know, the women that you are helping, and where are they? Just London based at the moment? Have you got a plan to go global?
Initially, because I live in the borough of Wandsworth in London. So I thought, well, I don't want to just start with Wandsworth. Let's do London. So I put it out as a London initiative. And then I started to get messages from Glasgow, from Birmingham, from Cornwall. So I thought, right, okay, this is now the UK. So let's do the UK then. And so it was UK. Then about 4 weeks in, I sent this paragraph that I sent to everybody to a lady called Andrea Satie. And she messaged me back and said, I'm in America. Could I help you set it up here? So I was, okay, let's have a Zoom conversation. So we had a Zoom conversation. She said she'd really love to start it. I was sat there thinking, well, I can't really do it in America because I'm still sort of setting it up here in the UK. So I thought, well, do I tell her not to do it? But then the whole premise of what it's all about helping people wouldn't be happening. So I said, well, you set it up. So she's now set it up in the States as Fitness W11 Apparel US. I now have an army of Fitness W11 Apparel Angels in the UK. One in Surrey, one in Sussex, a couple in London, one in Buckinghamshire, one in Birmingham. And today I spoke to the angel from Surrey, who is Emma. She has contacted a fitness instructor who's British but lives in Marbella, who wants to start it there. I also have a fitness instructor in Italy who wants to start it there. And I have a friend in Germany who is looking to set it up in Germany also.
Wow. So it's going global. Yeah, that is amazing.
It's absolutely global, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When we talk about the women, the type of women you're helping, who are they, you know? And what kind of groups are you supporting with this?
There's quite a few individual women who have contacted me. At least, I would say, 30 people individually have contacted me and received their outfits. A variety of stories, people fleeing domestic violence. Some people have no clothes at all, never mind fitness clothes. I've had women contact me for outfits for themselves and their daughter, including trainers. Right at the beginning, I have a friend who runs a community yoga business, and she reached out and said that she works with the UK Safe House for Women and Girls who've been trafficked. Could I help with an outfit? This was like in the first 4 weeks. There's seven women who are living there. So I got them all an outfit each. And I'd started a Facebook fitness fundraiser, which had £435. So I bought them each a pair of trainers each, put some candles in and some chocolates. And so they've had their outfit. A counsellor from Berkshire contacted me. She'd identified an area of need in her area, so a box went out to her. A company called We Are The Movement, who have fitness instructors donate 1 hour of their time per week for free to offer classes to women who can't afford it. They received a donation box. Then I had a nurse who contacted me after hearing me speaking to Joe Good on BBC Radio London. She said she wanted an outfit for herself and her friend, who are both nurses who've worked tirelessly throughout the pandemic. She said she worked with women who are refugees, homeless and asylum seekers. So I said, would you like a donation? So I took a massive couple of bags there. So the things are going out there. I've just linked up with Shareware and their Nowhere to Run campaign. And I contacted a charity that supports women who are fleeing domestic violence and offered them a donation as well. So it's kind of at the moment, it's all kind of through Instagram, people reaching out through their networks. Now I have the angels who are working in their communities to receive donations, promote Fitness W11 apparel, and identify organisations and charities that may need or benefit from such a donation.
I'm so touched by what you do. I just think it's incredible. When you're running through all those different groups of women that need you and need what you're doing, it's amazing. And it's hard work. I know that, you know, it must be. And alongside working and juggling your life too. But to do what you're doing is incredible. To bring those things to women. And it makes such a difference because they're things that we all take for granted so much, you know, us who are lucky enough to have it without, you know. It's just so incredible.
I always say that people that do fitness are a special breed of people. They're very giving, they're very positive normally. And I think especially during this COVID, people have wanted to do something and not necessarily known what it is that they can do. You know, for me as a fitness instructor, I work for the police, so in the control room. So I was in the first lockdown, I was doing 60 hours a week. My fitness classes stopped, my PT stopped. So luckily I had another job, part-time, but increased my hours. So I was only doing one class a week on Facebook. So I was just wearing the same outfit every week, but I had two drawers full of fitness clothes and two black bags of clothes in the wardrobes. And, you know, it's an exception, but I know you tend to pull out the same thing or the same three tops, the same three bottoms, and all the stuff at the bottom don't get looking.
That's so true.
And so they're in great condition. It just doesn't have the tag on because you may have only worn them once or twice. And I mean, literally, even with all the donations I've made, I'm looking at the stuff now in my front room because I live in a two-bedroom flat with my two boys. I have about 3,000 items of clothing and trainers in here.
And, you know, everyone listening to this will resonate with that. I'm already thinking, right, I know I can send you some stuff from Ava Lilly. She said to me 2 days ago, my daughter's nearly eight. Mum, my trainers, they're too small. I can't get them on my feet. You know, she's very lucky. She has Nikes. I absolutely despise doing it because I'm like, they only last a year and your feet are gone again. Yeah. But so I'm thinking, right, there's them. She's grown out of her shorts. I know I've got stuff that I don't put on that's in good condition. So anyone listening to this, I know, will be the same. They'll be like, yes, I can do this. I can help, you know.
Because it's one of those things. It's very difficult to find something in life that is win-win. And I think this may be one of the things, because if you put a post on, you feel like you've done something good. If you put a story on, you feel like you've done something good. If you donate to the Just Giving page, you feel like you've done something good. If you've donated something, you feel good. If you've received something, you feel good. If you've shared amongst your friends and family, you feel good. So there isn't a negative. I'm yet to find a negative.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And we can all do it. God, that thing you said about, you know, all the stuff that sits at the back or the bottom, that's me. I'm going upstairs after this chat. And I'm going to be sending you some stuff. When we talk about sort of where you're getting the donations from, people, have you, and obviously you've got Bobby Brown, any sort of other celebrities that are getting involved at all at the moment, or any sort of big names that you've got on board or hoping to?
Massive.
Wow.
Within 3 weeks, Gabby Logan had sent me a donation.
Oh, she's lovely.
And she put a little note in and a candle for me, which was fantastic. Oh. Lorraine Candy has helped. Jacqueline Gold. I won an entrepreneur award from Jacqueline Gold. Who else have had? Jennifer Stout, who's an ex-Olympian, was a gladiator. She brought two massive cases full of clothes, new clothes in the cellophane. Rachel Peru, Porna Bell, unbelievable. And I think I've spoken to every person on BBC London Radio now. There's just another couple of presenters I'm yet to speak to. But anytime I hear something that's in relation to what I'm doing, I either send a text message in or I phone up. Sometimes the producer calls me back. I've been slotted into about four shows now. So the word is spreading, and always someone comes back and says, oh, I heard you on BBC London Radio, or I get another follower. The followers are just increasing. I'm almost up to 2,000 followers at the moment. So it's just, I'm kind of just following its lead and seeing where it goes, because obviously when it started, I had never envisaged it going here to where it is. I'm speaking to Nike, I'm speaking to Decathlon. It's bonkers. It's absolutely bonkers. But it just feels 100% right. It doesn't feel like it shouldn't be happening. And, you know, even in line with, you know, the things being donated for free, I run 4 fitness sessions a week, which are community-based. 2 of those I'm paid for by an organisation I helped to set up called the Foundation Living Better Together, which provides free fitness for a local housing estate in Wandsworth. And then I do a free session on a Saturday morning for Wandsworth Council in Battersea Park. And so the other 2 classes for this year, and hopefully for forever, because it's what I've always wanted to do, they are free for the rest of this year, just so that there's no barriers. Because it's there are people that can afford to pay, but I just kind of think, just cut that out, because, you know, fitness is also about the social element, mental health and well-being, which is my main thing. I think fitness, especially group fitness, spills out of the class. So you will have people in Battersea. There's lots of extremes in Battersea. So you have the £1 million houses by the park. You have the council estates on the other side. I live in a council estate. But when you go to a fitness group, a burpee is a burpee and a jumping jack is a jumping jack, no matter, you know, whether you're religious, whether you're rich or poor. And then once you're out of the class, you're saying hello to different people that you wouldn't necessarily normally meet. So it's a real sense of community. And I think that this Fit SW11 apparel also enhances what I'm doing as a fitness instructor, or trying to do as a fitness instructor, which is bring people together through fitness.
From every background. I love this. How wonderful of you to donate your time and expertise like that as well. So caring and passionate. I love it. And I'm a big advocate for fitness and exercise. And again, it's another thing, a bit like the clothes, that we take for granted, those of us who can do it and can afford to go to a gym or log on and do a Zoom with a yoga company. And there are many women out there that desperately need it. It gives you so much strength externally and internally, I think.
Yeah,
and particularly absolutely. For women from difficult backgrounds that have had a hard time. I feel that... Yeah. You know, being able to work out in a safe environment with other like-minded women can be an incredible, powerful thing. So you offering this is superb, you know.
And it's also about, you don't want people to feel like they're getting something for free and other people are paying, and then they may have a sense of guilt or shame, and that just cuts all of that out. You know, when I was growing up, I went to the local sports centre and did basketball for free. And I know that I would not have been able to do that. A single parent, my mum was, with 3 of us, and I would never have had that. And that opened up lots of opportunities for me. I went to the States on a camp and worked out with a great group of women. We still meet now. We're in our late 40s now. And we still talk about how important that period was in building our foundations, our strength, our character. And, you know, I get emotional talking about it, because I've lived it, and I continue to live it with the women that I meet in my classes every week.
Oh, Michelle, you've blown me away. You know, I knew this chat was going to be good, and I was so excited about it, but I had no idea the depths of what you are doing as well. It's just incredible, you know. And I think that what makes you so special is, like you say, you have lived some of this. You have been in certain situations in that way, you know, like you say, single parent family and stuff, so you know how hard it can be for women mums out there, yet you're striving to give them these opportunities, which is much needed and really incredible, you know. It's just a joy to talk to you about it. And I'm so excited to watch where all this is going to go. I want
Me
to talk
too.
About... You're going to be very busy for the next few years, I predict. With regards to people donating, what kind of items sports-wise do you like, want, that kind of, you know, where does it, and quality-wise, so people know what they can send and they can't? Because when you go to a charity shop, you know, everything nowadays does have to be in good condition. So where are your sort of lines around it all, your donations?
Yeah. Well, I say to people when they ask, if you would like to receive it, then send it.
Great.
But obviously, some people are a bit unsure. I would say 95% of the things that have come here have come in excellent condition. Some of the a lot of the things are new with the tags on and may have come from people's homes. So if everything is washed and folded nicely, that is always great, and has been the case, to be honest. If anything comes and I don't think it's suitable to be passed on, then they will go to either a charity shop or they'll be taken to one of the clothing bins locally. So there's no wastage. Everything will be used. As I said, 95% of the cases, everything has been in fantastic condition. Most of the things have come with just amazing notes from people who are so happy to be able to donate and make a difference. And I keep saying that it's not about me. Obviously, I've started it and I'm running it. It feels like there's a real fitness community growing here. And it's a privilege to be a part of that.
I think COVID and lockdown has changed a lot as well, hopefully, of how people feel about movement and working out, and us realizing as a society how important it is actually to try and be healthy up here and everywhere else, especially. So I want to see you at Downing Street. I want that government funding some of this and getting involved. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I did send my paragraph to Boris and to Mr. Khan. I've even sent it to Oprah, Ellen DeGeneres. I just send it to anybody that pops up, because you just don't know who is going to say yes. You don't know. And if they don't respond, then you haven't lost anything. You're in the same position as you were. So obviously people, influencers, celebrities carry a lot of weight. In that respect, it's great to have them on board. But also people, even with 200 followers, they have 200 followers, and you don't know what work people do. So I've had people contact me and say, you know, I work for this clothing company. We'd love to take you, you know, help.
Well, we're so excited for you, and any support that we can give you, we would love to. You are definitely an inspirational woman. And it's a pleasure chatting to you about this. And I'm looking forward to watching it grow and grow and change so many women's lives for the better, which is fantastic. If people would like to follow you on Instagram, Michelle, and they can contact you on there, what's your handle?
So I am FitSW11 Apparel on Instagram and on Facebook. If you send me a DM, a message, I will contact you straight away and give you any information you need.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kelly.